It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am thinking about all the ways I try to impress God. You know, it's like I'm trying to prove to Him that I've grown spiritually, that I've learned how to endure and to sacrifice. Actually, to be honest, I think some of this comes from that kind of good girl syndrome growing up. But my thinking was enlightened as I continue to read in the scriptures, specifically in two areas. So in the first instance, I'm reading in Matthew, and Matthew, the disciple of Jesus, invites Jesus to dinner with some of his tax collector friends and some other sinners. Well, of course, as always, the Pharisees are shocked, and they ask, how can your teacher eat with such scum? And in Matthew 9:12, Jesus responds, healthy people don't need a doctor, sick people do. But then he says something very interesting. He tells the Pharisee that he needs to learn the meaning of this scripture, which reads, I want you to be merciful. I don't want your sacrifices. And then I see it again in Luke 5, where he says, if you're standing at the altar with a sacrifice and you realize that you need to be reconciled with another person, leave that sacrifice at the altar, go be reconciled, and then return to offer your sacrifices. So even then, I'm seeing that there is an order with things with God. He's showing us what He values and prioritizes. Today's scripture is Matthew 25:40. When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. So today I see that if I desire to impress God, so to speak, you know, how I am in relationship with His children is what really matters most. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.